Welcome to Life, Lessons, and Laughter with your host, Glenn Ambrose.
Hello, everybody. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Welcome to the first technical Life Lessons and Laughter live podcast / event something. So here we go. I was just dancing with Ben backstage. Ben popped on, as he often does, and helps me out last minute. Just throw things together. So like some graphics and stuff. So welcome everybody. Please comment. This is live. So say hi and let me know what you're up to. And I am going to let you guys know what the topic is. So we're going to try the life lessons and laughter format today and, stick with one topic. But I do need you guys, you know, feeding me questions and comments and all that stuff. So I'm depending on you guys to keep the conversation flowing. We'll just figure it out as we go. And, you know, me specifically figuring out as we go. Hi, Raina. And, oh, Abby says she can't barely hear me. So not sure how to fix that. So, okay. So, well, I'm getting that it might be okay with somebody else. And if there's somebody else like Raina, could you let me know if you can hear me okay? As you know, of course, we don't know which end that is. It's on. It could be on Abby's end or it could be on my end. So I'm going to wait to hear back from more people. Raina said I sound okay. And Ben is giving me the thumbs up. So I think we're good. Angela, buenas noches. Hey, Angela made it. And Jessica can hear me. Okay, so Abby, I'm guessing that it is, hey Angela, I'm guessing that it's on your end because everybody else is saying that they can hear me. Okay. Abby got it. Cool. We're all in. And hi to Jessica as well. Thanks everybody for joining. So what I want to tell you guys what I'm talking about so you can start maybe formulating questions or, you know, the fact is, there's a huge spiritual shift happening right now on the planet. And so this is kind of going to be a big concept podcast, live show today. I don't know where it's going to go, but we're going to talk about the shift that's happening, what it looks like, where we're going with it. You know, kind of trying to wrap our brains around what's happening. And really about taking our spirituality to the next level, because if there is a spiritual shift happening on the planet, then that means, you know, not only is it affecting us, but we are part of it. So this is really important right now that energetically there's a vibrational shift that's happening and some people can feel it and some people can't. And that's okay. A lot of times, whether you can feel it or whether you can't, it usually feels like, not what you would expect it to. So a lot of times if you're thinking, oh, there's a spiritual shift happening, like we can't even wrap our brains around what that is and what it's supposed to feel like a lot of times, unless we slow down, expand our minds and start, you know, really thinking about it to try to wrap our brains around it. So what what does a spiritual shift look like? What does it feel like? What does it consist of? How do we know that we're in one? You know, so this is because once we start understanding that stuff, then we can kind of go along with it. Not only can we do our part and go along with it, but we can also kind of have proof that it's happening. A lot of people are experiencing high anxiety, and a lot of people have high levels of frustration. A lot of people are experiencing getting triggered very dramatically or very easily. And, you know, a lot of people that I talk about, of course, I see patterns when I'm working with my clients and stuff. So I see patterns with them as well as friends, because I'm talking to people about their lives, about their spiritual lives. And I'm also talking with my friends about their spiritual lives who are very spiritually connected. So, you know, so I see these patterns. And, you know, at the end of last week, I was starting, last week was a little bit rocky. And at the end of last week, you know, it was, the emotions were kind of all over the place. And that's a good sign that the vibration is rising on the planet. So this is, that's what it feels like. When the vibration is raising, basically what happens is it's a higher vibration, so it's more sensitive. So we become more sensitive because the vibration is higher on the planet. So what happens is we become more sensitive. So like it's easier to get triggered. It's easier for the anger to bubble up quicker and take us over, you know. And let me know if you guys have experienced any of this yourselves. You know, so it's, we get triggered and that energy is like, you know, takes us over very quickly. So whenever I start feeling that, the first thing that I do is dive into my spirituality deeper. Angela's trying to watch me. This is a new friend that I just met in the DR, but I guess there's no subtitles on YouTube. So Raina says, yes, feel more emotional. So this is it. You know, we're more emotional. We're getting triggered more and easier. And what we need to do is dive into our spirituality. So a lot of people don't recognize that for what it is, because they're not familiar. You know, you have ups and most people have severe ups and downs in their lives anyway. So if they're having big ups and downs in their lives, and then all of a sudden they go through a period of days or weeks where they're feeling more emotional, they don't necessarily think it's because of a spiritual shift. But especially right now, that's exactly what it is most of the time. Of course, sometimes the things that we need to work through bubble up sometimes. Sometimes we are triggered by external life. You know, there are more things, but, you know, the beauty of spirituality is it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what the problem is. If you dive into your spirituality deeper, it's going to help you. It doesn't matter if it's an external thing, because not being attached to external things is part of that's a spiritual law. So if you're not attached to spiritual things, I mean, if you're not attached to external things because you're diving deeper into your spirituality, your situation gets better. If you have stuff bubbling up because it needs to be come up and healed, if you dive into your spirituality, you're going to heal that better. If there's a vibrational shift on the planet and you dive into your spirituality, you're going to level off and things are going to get better. This is why the answer is always diving. The answer to every question is spiritual. And diving into your spirituality is more important now than ever. You know, it's the spiritual shift I guess I'll kind of give as brief as I can of an overview of how it kind of looked like even before now. So the way it looked before now and including now, it still looks like this, is people lived with good enough for thousands of years, you know? And I always use the Industrial Revolution or the Industrial Age to explain this. Like people sitting in a factory, putting two pieces of metal together and stepping on a pedal and throwing them in a box for 8-10 hours a day for 40 years, that is not fulfilling. And many people did that type of menial, manual labor type stuff that like just, they can't be that many people that's their passion. You know, I mean, it could be a passion for a few people, but it's not for that many people. So like the fact that, and people were in marriages that, you know, they weren't really good, but whatever, they weren't horrible. They weren't getting beaten on a regular basis or whatever. So they put up with it and it was just good enough. So good enough was basically the way people lived for thousands of years. And then, you know, it's been bubbling up more and more and more over the last 50, 60 years, and people are starting to change. And this is what the spiritual shift looks like when good enough isn't good enough anymore. When there's this bubbling up of going, I think there's got to be more to life. Like I think I'm supposed to be fulfilled. I think I'm supposed to be happy. I'm not happy or fulfilled the way my life is. Like this is not good. So when we start awakening to that, you know, we just think, oh, well, you know, I didn't like my life, so I decided I wanted to change it. That's new. That's new. Like previous generations didn't have that, those thoughts and those feelings. And you can still see the residual from other generations when you talk to older people. You know, this is why, you go to somebody that's over the age of 70 and you go, yeah, I'm not really feeling fulfilled. Usually they're going to look at you and go, what? Like you have a good job. You can feed your family. You have a nice house and a nice car. Shut up. What are you complaining about? You know, you're fine. It's because that's how they were. This is new. This raising our standards to live a life that's actually happy, fulfilled. This is a new thing. And we are really good at squashing it back down. This is why it's taking so long to awaken. We could be awakening a heck of a lot quicker right now, but we are masters of distraction. We've been going faster and faster and faster for many, many, many decades now, to the point where we are going so fast with our lives and we think it's normal. You know, people like, hey, how's things? Oh, I've been busy. You know, it's a badge of courage. If you don't say you're busy, then it's kind of like fearful that people are going to judge you for being lazy. It's gotten that bad that like we think we're supposed to be busy all the time. It's just, you know, that's just the normal pace. So it's, you know, and then you take the reality of the number of people that are anesthetizing themselves with drugs and alcohol illegally, and the people who are anesthetizing themselves with legal drugs and alcohol. Like, and I'm not saying this is everybody, but many people are taking antidepressants. Like I've heard numbers up to 50% of the United States is on antidepressants. And if you ask any of them why, they go, well, I have a hormone imbalance. Well, like not half the country has a hormone imbalance suddenly for like no reason. Like, I don't know. Like, it's not my fault. I just have a hormone imbalance. It just happened. Like it's outside of your control. It's like, well, why isn't your body producing those hormones? It's because you don't like your life. You don't do anything joyful. You don't. And instead, that's a signal. You know, your body is trying to tell you this is not the way you're supposed to be living. That's the spiritual shift that's bubbling up. Those feelings that like, I'm supposed to be happy. I'm supposed to be enjoying my life, living like a robot at a job and having no time and running around anxious like a chicken with my head cut off, battling stress every day is no way to live. We are not meant to live like that. And our body is trying to let us know by uncomfortability, by bubbling up thoughts, going, maybe you deserve more. All this stuff, that's what the spiritual shift looks like. That's what it feels like. So we can't anesthetize ourselves. You know, maybe your body isn't producing the hormones, but why aren't they producing it? It's because you're not doing any, you don't do anything to induce the hormone producing. You know? Like you don't do anything fun. You don't enjoy your life. So of course, you know, serotonin isn't being produced. Like there's no, when would it produce it? You know, but we're so used to treating symptoms instead of problems, you know, especially in developed countries. You have a headache. Well, you take an aspirin instead of asking like, why does your head hurt? We just mask the symptom. So this is rolled over. So, you know, this is what it looks like when a spiritual shift is happening. You know, we do need to follow our bliss. Thank you, Raina. It's, you know, we have to follow our bliss. We have to, this stuff bubbling up inside of us, telling us that we need to live a fulfilling, happy, joyful life is not an accident. And it's new. It's new. This is what's leading the spiritual shift. So, you know, that's how it's coming up, and that's how we're anesthetizing it. I think we have to figure out like what our part in it is. And part of doing that is figuring out like where we're going. You know, I don't think we're going to exactly know where we're going, because it's beyond our comprehension, and it's always better when spirit's involved. But we can have an idea, you know, just a vague idea. So I believe that where we are right now, the spiritual shift has been going on for many years, and all the trauma, all the energy from the COVID situation and the elections in the United States and all the controversy going on all around the world in 2020. And, you know, of course, going into 2021, everything is energy. So that's affecting this spiritual shift. Now, whether it's part of the cause or part of the result, you know, who cares? You can develop that. You know, you can discuss that all you want. But the fact is there's a large wave of energy pushing. So, and it's speeding up. We need to change. The way we live is not sustainable anymore. You know, we've invented everything that we're going to invent. We're so convenient now that, like, you know, it's whether if we have to pour water into a coffee maker instead of pressing a button on a Keurig, it's like, you know, these are life decisions we have now. I mean, our convenience levels are through the roof. We do not need 90% of the conveniences that we have. They don't bring us joy. We're just convenient for the sake of being convenient now. Now we're down to the point where we're saving like 15 seconds on something that we don't need to save 15 seconds on. We just don't. You know, it's redundant at this point, the you know, the conveniences that we're getting. So we don't need to continue going in a direction that we're going. The problems that we have in this world are based on the fact that we are not living in a society in a way based in love. And we have to get to that point. So, you know, we've been dabbling around this and, you know, I'll use myself as an example. I mean, I awakened dramatically 17 years ago. And I've had my ups and downs for the last 17 years. And I believe that my mouth and my feet have been going in the same direction as much as humanly possible. So, and I make spirituality the foundation of my entire existence. It's my work. It's how I interact with friends and family and in my own life to the best of my ability. I don't do it perfectly, but I really feel like I put a lot of effort into my spiritual life and my spiritual growth over the last 17 years. And what I've noticed is it's time to crank it up. For me, it's time to crank it up. It's and I think it's not just because it's my time to crank it up. I think it's everybody's time to crank it up. We have to take it to another level. You know, this is what's necessary right now. We have to, it's not good enough. We're not awakening fast enough. It's getting redundant. People are getting addicted to information, spiritual information, and they're listening to 20 teachers at the same time and reading 15 books. And it's just, and of course you feel a little bit better when you're taking in this information, but that is not spiritual shift, you know? And like I said, I'm using me as an example. So I'm not, you know, talking about everybody and acting like I'm above this. I have to do it myself, but this is what the spiritual shift looks like. We all have to do it. So the people who, you know, to gain perspective, think of somebody who is less, not that it actually works this way. It's not linear like our brain is, but just to wrap your brain around it. Think about somebody that's earlier on the spiritual path than you are, less spiritual than you are, just kind of, you know, wetting their beak with spirituality a little bit, and you've done more work. Well, you know what they need to do? They need to step it up. Those people that are just wetting their beak with spirituality need to dive in deeper, and they need to really get to where you are faster. They really need to open. And that's what it looks like for them. And then the people in the middle need to open more to get caught up to the people in front of them. And again, it's not linear. I'm just using this as an example. And the people who have been living, you know, really deeply spiritual lives, we have to crank it up too. We have to take it to the next level. You know, we can't dabble. And if you're honest with yourself, and I try to be, I mean, like I said, I really try to live this in as many areas and as often as possible. And if I am honest with myself, I can go to another level. I can take this more seriously. I can implement this in deeper, more powerful ways. I can, and I am, you know, I'm doing that to the best of my ability. And we all have to do this. And it's not a bunch of work. It's not a ton of work. Oh, look at this for timing. Oh, I'm starting to like the interaction. Raina says, would you say being in a state of surrender would be helpful through this spiritual ascension? Yes. And this is exactly what I was just about to touch on. That's why I love the interaction. See, I'm feeding off your energy because our energies were going in the same place right then. I love it. So yes, it is more of a state of surrender. It's not a bunch of work. Spirituality never is. Spirituality feels like work when we're not doing it right, when we're resisting it. That's when it feels like work. Or when we kind of leveled off for a little bit and kind of plateaued, you know, and we just kind of, or we just got caught up in life and you know, we didn't even realize we were doing it, but our spirituality took a back seat a little bit. When we're in those places and then we look and we go, oh, I have to really work on my spirituality. I have to go to the next level. But it's so much work. And it feels like that. And I feel like that sometimes too, but it's not true. when you really lean into your spirituality, it doesn't feel like work because you get the pain pushes until the pleasure pulls. So with the pain going, oh no, I'm not comfortable with my life. I need some help. When that starts pushing you, and then you've got that resistance to it, it feels like work and all this stuff. But as soon as you lean in and surrender to your work and surrender to it and lean into your spirituality, then you feel the joy of spirituality within you. And it doesn't feel like work. It's like people, like when you're in the middle of leaning into your spirituality and somebody goes, oh, you know, is it hard? Is it hard work? You're like, no, like, no, it's joyful. Doing our spiritual work is joyful. You know, there's nothing better. Like if you're sitting there going, oh my God, I have to spend 10 minutes meditating this morning. Oh, and then I have to brush my teeth. And then I have to go to sit in traffic and go to work. Oh my God, that's work. But if you're sitting there, like actually getting something out of your meditation, you don't have to talk yourself into it. You start looking forward to it, you know? So remember, you know, and to go off what Raina said, state of surrender, remember what spiritual terms are. Spiritual terms are non-action words. They are words like forgetting, remembering, surrendering, letting go, allowing. You know, you can't go into a corner and allow real hard. That's not how it works. So they're non-action words. So you can't put a ton of old-fashioned effort. You know, like it's more relaxing and opening. And commitment. Commitment is huge. We have to make the commitment. You know, we can't say, oh, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to really try to be more spiritual because I want more joy and peace and love in my life. And heck, I'd like to be part of the spiritual shift that's happening on the planet and be in alignment with it because life is amazing when you're in alignment with it. I mean, it's right now the energy is so high that if you are in alignment with your spirituality, like I am experiencing physical manifestations of joy, peace, and love and all kinds of goodness to levels that I have never experienced before. Because the wave of energy is so big that if we are riding it, the positive aspects that we get from it are dramatic, you know? And so is the wipeout. That's why, you know, that's why we're being triggered so much. If we're not in alignment with that big wave of energy, then getting tossed around by the water underneath that wave is going to be that much more dramatic and that much more painful. You know, if we're in alignment with it, it's going to be wonderful. But if we're not, it's going to be more painful. And I mean, fast forward, who knows, 10, 20, 30 years. I mean, this could be, you know, it could be what somebody saw in a vision when they started talking about the rapture. When, you know, like if you look at the Christian rapture in a different way, then like in a different way, the Christian rapture, you know, if you take out the Christianity of it and just think of it from a spiritual perspective, what if we raised our vibration so high that we're just basically living in perpetual bliss on earth all the time? Living in a new heaven and a new earth. And then all the people who didn't wake up spiritually were, of course, fighting. Hell, they're doing that now. So they just continue to fight. And it kind of looks like hell. And it looks like the other people are gone to heaven, like because they don't see them because we're vibrating at different rates. It's, you know, and it's not that unrealistic when you raise your vibration, because many friends of mine, and actually most people, if you really think about what I'm about to say, most people have experienced this on some level. If your vibration is in a specific zone and you are locked in, you're not even aware of what's going on right next to you. I mean, many times I've been in line with my son at a store, and I would just go off into, you know, just like if I stayed in line up here, it wasn't real pleasant standing in line. So I would just center myself and just drop into the present moment and go into a really peaceful state. And we'd leave the store and my son would be like, oh, can you believe what those people were saying behind us? And I'm like, what were they saying? And he's like, well, they were arguing the whole time. And they said this and they said that. He's like, you didn't hear them? They were literally like 6 inches behind us. And I was like, no, I had no idea. I didn't even know there was anybody behind us in line. Like I was just completely unaware. And most of us have experienced something like that, you know? So the idea that we're in different places, you know, we vibrate at different rates and we're not like, if you're a parent, you've done it with your kid. You're like, hey, 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 hey. And the kid's like, you know, just not even paying attention to you. What? Like, that's because their attention is locked on and they're completely unaware of what's going on around them. So we've all experienced it to some degree. It's just spiritually, it can really go to another level. So, you know, I think as far as, let's see what's going to come through next. Well, so to get back to what we need to be doing, you know, I think it's helpful to envision what a hypothetical utopian future world could look like. Just so we kind of have a vague idea where we're going, so maybe we can start trying to lean in the direction of that. So, you know, a utopian world would be something that there is. I actually use ancient civilizations as a kind of a guiding force for this, because there was a time when egos didn't run the world. And there are actually small tribes of these people still left on the planet nowadays. And they're resurfacing and starting to teach, because a lot of what we're going back to is ancient wisdom. So what, like, I think we're, I've said this a few times, like before the spirituality, the way it's taught was called New Age. And then now it's kind of New Age, ancient wisdom. And I think we're going to be dropping the New Age altogether and just leaning into the ancient wisdom, because spiritual truth has been around forever. And it will be around forever in the future. It's eternal. It's spiritual. So like there have been people on the planet that have lived like this, in alignment with nature, in alignment with each other, just following nature's laws, spiritually, physically, and they know how to live like this. So they're coming up to start teaching, like Don Miguel Ruiz, when he wrote the Four Agreements. That was why he wrote the Four Agreements, because Toltec, you know, he's Toltec, and the Toltec information had been buried and held down for many, many generations because the world wasn't ready for it. Now this awakening is happening, and he got called to bring this up and start sharing this information. So that's just one version of it. But there's a movie on, I think, uplift.tv, which is great. If you haven't checked that out, check it out. It's all this free streaming of all these spiritual movies and stuff. And it's called The 12 or something like that. And it's 12 ancient teachers from all around the globe that go into New York and have this summit and stuff. It's very interesting. So if we look at the ways ancients lived, they lived in community. So they have community, which is, I mean, interesting. Like do you know how foundational that is? We do not have community in developed countries. We live next to people. We don't talk to them. You know, many people barely talk to their family. I mean, we're very individualized and we're not meant to be like that. You put somebody on a deserted island for 3 years and go pick them up and they're a lunatic because they're trapped in their own mind. We're supposed to lean on other people. So we're supposed to have an exchange of ideas. We are supposed to work together to accomplish wonderful things. We're not supposed to be islands. So, you know, that's one of the ways we have to expand our community. We have to make room for comparing narratives. We have to stop arguing to try to make a point. We have to understand that other people are going to think differently than us, and it's okay. You know, we have to function from love. We have to learn stuff. We have to start learning to love ourselves. We have to stop consistently. Everybody I know, including me, on a regular basis, acts out of frustration. And I mean, of course, I've done some work on it, so I like to think that I've made some ground. But I mean, most people act out of frustration. It's just how we walk around getting pissed off about stuff until we can't take it anymore, and then we lash out. And that's how we change things. This is how we interact with life on a daily basis. That's dysfunctional. If we just loved ourselves enough to not put up with things that we didn't like and learn how to set healthy boundaries, and somebody said, hey, so you're going to work, 3 extra hours tonight and I'm not going to pay you. And you just went, no, that's not going to work for me. Thank you, though. Have a great day. And you don't get pissed off that they asked you. You just don't do it because you respect yourself too much. We need to start living like that. And it's not just at jobs. It's in our houses. It's with our friends. It's, you know, it's everything. We need to start living like this. We need to take it to a new level. So I need to, I'm going to read Jessica's comment. I want to be in a peaceful place where I'm unaware of all the negativity that's consuming so many of us right now, especially through social media. There's so many positives such as this that we're doing right now, but then 90% of the rest is just all negative. Maybe I need a new friends list, not giving off good vibrations. Well, maybe you do need a new friends list, but it's like all work is inside work. All work is inside work. We have to go in. This is the problem. We are living from the outside in, and we have to start living from the inside out. We think that if we're not around negative people and people don't say bad things on social media and our boss isn't an asshole and our spouse treats us right and our kids stop acting up, then we're going to be happy. And it's not. This is what we need commitment on. We need to be committed to this stuff. We need to be committed to this stuff. We cannot dabble around it anymore. So we have to live from the inside out. You want to be in a peaceful place that you're unaware of all the negativity that's consuming many of us right now. Excellent. Commit to that and do it. None of the rest of the world changes to make that true. None of it. There can be 6 billion jackasses on the world acting up, flipping out, and you can be sitting there in peace. It's possible. It has to be possible. I understand our intellectual mind is going to try fighting that, but we have to get over that. This is what I mean. Stop believing the intellectual mind. It's full of crap. It's, you know, come on. Like, it's not... We have to dive in deeper on ourselves. We have to dive in deeper on ourselves. And then after we dive in deeper on ourselves, we have to dive in deeper. And if we're sitting there going, I don't know, I've been working really hard on my spirituality and I'm just not where I am. where I want to be. I'm just not experiencing the peace. I'm just not experiencing the joy, the happiness. My life isn't getting better. Like, do you know how many times I've had that thought? How many times I've been in that space? Many times over the last 17 years. And you want to know what has solved it every single time is diving deeper. You know what prevented me from feeling better every single time before I dove deeper? Was thinking that it was something outside of me. There is nothing wrong with the universe. There is nothing wrong with God, spirituality, spiritual law, the universe, Allah, Jehovah, Jesus, Jesus, whatever in the hell you believe in. There is nothing wrong with any of it. It works perfectly. And it's pure peace and it's pure love and it's there for the taking. So if we are not feeling it, if we are not connected, it's our fault. It's us. We have to stop trying to protect ourselves. That's egoic. Well, we have to stop looking outside, pretending that it's something external that is affecting our internal state. There's nothing. There is people who awaken spiritually on death row. They do, man. They awaken on death row. They have nothing to look forward to except death, and they still awaken. They have nothing good around them, and they still awaken. You know, we have to just take the gloves off and stop protecting ourselves. Stop thinking we're protecting ourselves, because that's what we're doing. That's what we do. This is why we dabble. We try to lean in, and then it just doesn't quite. Well, I'm trying. We have to stop trying. And I know this kind of sounds like, well, it feels to me like I'm up on my soapbox, but this is the time. We need to go to another level, and we have to stop dicking around with these stupid little conversations and just freaking go, man, go. Stop it. All the stuff that's been bouncing around your head and annoying you, and let it go. Let it go. You either are going to live spiritually or you're not. You know, this is how I always get over the hump, is when I sit there and I go, when I'm really feeling sorry for myself, because I still go there. I'm not saying that we're never going to feel sorry for ourselves. I'm not saying we're never going to get into these spaces. So, you know, I'm not, you know, the emotion gets flowing, and I know I sound like I'm talking at people instead of to them. And I get very passionate about this. And I don't mean to imply, and I'm not implying, that we're never going to get into bad space. And if we're in bad space, then there's something wrong with us. It's the opposite of what I'm saying. There is nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with any of us. But we have to stop playing the game and going like, well, I'm going to try to meditate. You're going to try to meditate? Don't try to meditate. Either meditate or don't. Don't try. Well, I'm going to try to maybe read a little bit every night, maybe some spiritual stuff. Don't bother. Don't bother trying to read some spiritual stuff every once in a while. Either read it or don't. You know, this is the point, because quite honestly, I would rather people don't. And the reason is because the suffering level is going to get dramatically worse very fast. And then maybe then you'll be ready to shift. Stop dicking around feeling a little bit better, and then, you know, and then feeling a little spiritual, and then a little. Just go for it, man. Go for it. We need to go for it. We need you. You know, we need everybody that has experienced some level of spirituality in their lives. It's true. It's real. It's where we're going. And we need you. We need you. We need you to lean in. We need you to stop putting your big toe in and then taking it out to see if the water's okay. We need you to go in. This is the time. We incarnated on Earth at this time in human history. Do you know that this is the most exciting, important time in human history, in the history of the entire planet now? is the time. And we are here. We are adventurous. We are brave. We are courageous. And we are the ones that are here to bring in this spiritual shift. That's how important you are. This is who you are. Claim it. Be it. You know, it's I want, I get frustrated because I want you, I actually give a crap. When I get like this, it's the passion coming out. I've experienced it. I know what it's like, and I want it for you guys so bad. And I don't want you suffering anymore. I don't want you going, Glenn, I'm trying, and it's like I just can't quite seem to get it. That's because you're not committed. That's because you're not drawing a line in the sand and going, okay, let's be real about this. And this is, so I'll give you my little speech that I give to myself. Let's get real about this, Glenn. So you've lived unconsciously and dysfunctionally for many years, and then you woke up and you've tasted spirituality. So I know sometimes it can be a little difficult. I know sometimes things don't go your way. I know you have difficulties, even though you're living a spiritual life and supposedly treating everybody with love and trying to do the right thing and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, life difficulties hit you and you get frustrated and overwhelmed. I know all that, but let's really get down to what the question is. What's the question? The question is, I either live spiritually or I don't. We can't sit on the fence anymore. You know, if you walk down in the middle of the road, you just double your chances of getting hit. Pick a side. So do you want to live spiritually or do you not want to live spiritually? And I hold myself there. And my brain goes, yeah, but I've really tried to live spiritually for 17 years. And I should be experiencing this now. And I should be. And my brain tells me all that crap. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Do you want to live spiritually or do you not want to live spiritually? Because you have the choice, Glenn. And everybody else out there has a choice. You have the choice. You are not a victim of anything. You have the choice. If you don't want to live spiritually, don't. I'm not going to come knocking on your door. Go. And that's what I tell myself. Glenn, do you not want to live spiritually? And sometimes I go, I don't think I do. Then go. Go. Stop it then. Go live however you want to live. Go live dysfunctionally. Go get tore up whenever you want. Go do whatever you want, Glenn. Nobody's got a gun to your head. Nobody's making you live spiritually. So stop acting like a victim and just go. Go live dysfunctionally if you want. Go live unconsciously. Go. And then once I give myself permission, I'm like, I don't think I want to. I don't. You know, I'm like a little child. No, I guess not. Oh, I'm sorry. What? Oh, you don't want to go that direction. Oh, okay. Well, then quit your whining and commit. And stop blaming the external circumstances. Stop blaming God. Stop blaming the universe or whatever. Just dive in deeper. And then for me, sometimes it looks like this week, it looks like I refuse to get out of bed until I'm in good space. And then I won't put water in the coffee maker unless I'm in good space. And my brain goes, just put the freaking water in there and you can go sit down and get in good space while the coffee is being made. I'm like, no, it's not about accomplishment. We're addicted to accomplishment. We have to stop thinking that we're going to feel better when we accomplish something and start holding ourselves responsible for the space and the energy in which we do things. That's what's more important. You know, I did a show about the means are what's important, not the end. This is along those lines. If I pour water into a coffee maker in good energy, in good space, feeling love while I'm doing it, then I am expanding and growing. If I just do it to get it done, I am stepping away from spirituality. It's not what we do, it's the energy in which we do it. So we have to be we have to be aware of our energy and start, you know, when you're driving in your car, pay attention to the energy you're in. Are you feeling peaceful? If you're not, then make the drive from where you are to home an experiment to see how long you can experience peace in it. And if you disconnect from the peace, as soon as you can, reconnect to the peace. I did that 16 years ago, driving up and back and from Rhode Island to Massachusetts to work every day to see how long I could stay in peace in that drive, you know? So like, do this, do it while you're in a shower, do it while you're brushing your teeth. Where are you? Be present. Just when you're present, you can feel love and peace in your heart. Just hold that. We have difficulty stilling our mind. I don't really try to still my mind. What I try to do is walk around feeling connected to something, peace, love, contentment, non-anxiety, whatever you want to call it, you know, and just walking in that as much as possible. So, you know, I commit to it, and we can commit to it whatever our life looks like. You don't have to commit to it the way I commit to it or the way I recommend committing to it. If you look and you make this your main priority and you push away all the excuses, you will find the right way. You will find the right way to bring spirituality deeper into your life. And we need it. We need you guys bringing it in and going to that whole nother level. And the world needs that. And you need it. You did, like everybody that's been dabbling with spirituality, including me, we deserve to have a life beyond our wildest dreams, man. Why are we screwing around still? Like, let's knock it out of the park. We deserve to have that. It's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Let's go receive it. Let's knock this spirituality out of the park and watch, you know, and experience the love, peace, and joy that comes from us doing our work. That's it. And and us just vibrating at love will by proxy just speed up the shift on the planet. So I'm not asking you to go do something for the planet. That's just going to happen by itself. I'm asking you to do it for you. You do it for you. We need to take this to a new level. Start knocking the excuses away and start doubling down on the commitment and the surrender and just going for it. And you don't need to learn more to do this. You don't need to learn. You don't need to read 13 more books. You don't need to listen to 62 more podcasts. You don't have to watch 14 more movies. Just freaking do it. Lean in and do it. It's the only, and I don't care if you don't know what you're doing. I woke up in 3 months. I didn't know what I was doing. I was a drunk for 20 years, babbling, could barely finish a sentence. And I woke up in 3 months, like dramatically. You can change your entire world in a very short period of time. You don't need to know everything. Your body already knows it. The universe already knows it. It's already within you. All you got to do is forget what you think is truth and remember what is real truth. So there. Oh, that was fun. Let me just touch on some of these comments. So Raina, seeing the growth and lesson from any situation really helps. Absolutely it does. You know, nothing is good or bad. It just is. Let's stop judging everything. That's one of the best ways to raise your vibration. Just doesn't matter. Don't judge the good. Don't judge the bad. It just is. And then you won't get freaked out on the bad, and the good is never a problem. So, and Liz, oh my, yes to the yes. She's feeling it. I love it. Abby says, love it. So excellent. Well, this is it, man. This is it. Please just, you know, and spread this message. This is the most amazing time in human history, the most wonderful, amazing time in human history. And we're not acting like it. And that's what needs to change. We are not acting like it. And we need to start acting like it. We need to embrace this beauty and this love and this wonderful stuff that's coming and embrace it, live it, and vibrate it. We don't have to make other people do it. Just, you know, be it to the best of your ability. Like, I'm a teacher, so I'm supposed to be sharing all this stuff. If you're a teacher, share it. If you're not a teacher, don't worry about it. Emanate it, man. Like, people feel it. People will light off of you. Vision yourself like a bonfire. If somebody, and everybody is a match, everybody has sulfur on top of them. They're capable of lighting if they get close enough to a flame. We all have that capability of igniting within us. We are all divine within, and we can open to the light at any time. Anybody can do it. So just be the bonfire. The brighter you shine, the more people that are even around you will light off. And there's going to be people right next to you that block off. They protect their sulfur, so no matter how bright you are, they won't light. And that's okay. Don't worry about them. Just continue shining, and the ones that are capable of lighting will light. So that's it. And I just saw the time, 55:55. That's a sign. All right, time for me to wrap up. Thank you all for joining me for this first one, and email me, leave comments, let me know how you like the format about me going off on one topic for the whole time. So thank you, and let's see, I think I have to click something. So yeah, thanks guys for partaking and giving me stuff to talk about, and I will talk with you soon. Peace.
Looking for more? Check out over 200 episodes of Life Lessons and Laughter, or click the link in the description of this episode to connect with Glenn directly.